Many people, when they first hear teachings on dependent relationship, they think, oh yeah, I understand dependent relationship. One thing depends upon another thing for its existence. But actually, when they're perceiving objects, they're still perceiving the objects that normally appear to them. They're still grasping at inherently existent objects. They're not seeing truth. They're not seeing dependent relationship. It's just an intellectual understanding. So Geshe-la says, he quotes the great scholar Aryadeva. All this is just inspiring us to put effort into studying dependent relationship. He says, just as the body sense power pervades the entire body, so ignorance pervades all delusions. Thus, if we cut our ignorance by applying great effort to realize the real meaning of dependent relationship, all our delusions will cease. Please keep this instruction in your heart. Okay, so Aryadeva is encouraging us, Geshe-la is encouraging us, to apply great effort to understand the real meaning of dependent relationship, not the superficial meaning, the real meaning of dependent relationship. What is the real meaning? It is the things we normally see don't exist. It's emptiness. The real meaning of dependent relationship is ultimate truth. Jessen Karpa said, this is the king of reasonings, you know. This reasoning of dependent relationship is the best reason to show that things do not exist in the way they appear to. The things we normally see do not exist. It's the best reasoning. And so we should apply great effort. We should be inspired to want to study this. This is a way to gain the realization of emptiness. So then Geshe-la says, things exist in dependence upon their causes and conditions. Independence on their parts, independence on their basis of imputation, and independence on their mere name. Okay, it's four things seem to, they're all different levels. Okay, so the easiest level, the grossest level, the easiest to understand, is that things depend upon their causes and conditions. Like, for example, a tree depends upon its seed, or its root or something. It depends upon, the tree for its existence depends upon something else, other things that are not the tree. The seed of the tree is not the tree, and so forth. It's dependent upon the soil, the weather, and so forth. Okay? Causes and conditions. Everybody understands this. It's on one level, it's quite easy to understand. So these levels are leading us to the most subtle level, which is this last one, that things depend on mere name. This is subtle dependent relationship. A subtle dependent relationship, meaning it's difficult to understand. Okay. So things exist in dependence upon their causes and conditions. A tree depends upon all those conditions. It needs moisture, it needs sunlight, it needs the seed, it needs the soil, and so forth, causes and conditions. Okay, then the tree can come into existence. Without those causes and conditions, the tree cannot come into existence. Okay, that's one level. Then the tree depends upon its parts. Okay? So a tree has a trunk, it has branches, it has leaves, it has roots. And it depends on these for its existence. If we take all these away, there's no tree. Take all the parts of the tree away, there's nothing we can point to and say that's a tree. So the tree depends for its existence on its parts. And the tree exists, the third level, the tree exists in dependence upon its basis of imputation. Its basis of imputation is all the parts in a particular configuration, in a particular context. Okay? And then we can impute, we can say, oh look, there's a tree. If all the parts were just chopped up and laid in a big pile, you wouldn't say there's a tree, would you? There's something missing. You can't impute correctly a tree on a big pile of wood. Incorrect. Just a pile of wood. So the basis of imputation has to be something that functions as the object that's going to be imputed upon it. So a tree, I don't know what a tree does, but it kind of waves around in the wind, and it, you know what a tree does anyway. So the tree can only exist if all the parts and the basis is correctly formed, it's correctly put together. We say the basis of imputation, like ourselves, our body and mind. These are the basis of imputation, for imputing ourselves. Yeah? If our body and mind are in the right configuration, we can say, that's me. Mistaken imputation. Still imputation. It's valid, but it's mistaken. So that's me. Okay. If we chop all the parts of our body up, then we can't say that's me, because we're dead. Isn't it? All the parts of our body cannot function as ourself. We need them all in correct configuration, don't we? We need them all like this. So this is what, anyway, the basis of imputation means it performs the function of the object that we're imputing. Because this is difficult to understand, isn't it? The third level is difficult to understand. But the fourth level is the most difficult to understand, subtle, dependent relationship. And in truth, we can only understand this when we understand emptiness itself, when we understand the mere absence of the things we normally see. At that point, we understand how things exist as mere name. Then, so this is going on to the advanced level here, the highest level of understanding emptiness. When we realize subtle dependent relationship, our understanding of emptiness is qualified. So before then, we get some understanding of emptiness, you know, depending an object depending on its causes and conditions. We understand that. We've got some level of understanding that thing does not exist from its own side and it depends upon other things for its existence. And then with each level of dependent relationship, we deepen our understanding of emptiness, yeah, down to this, the deepest level. So this is important to understand these reasonings, because now Geshe-la is introducing a very powerful meditation. He says, things existing in dependence upon their causes and conditions proves that things do not exist from their own side. Okay, so things existing in dependence upon their causes and conditions proves that things do not exist from their own side. So take the tree again, go back to the tree. If the tree existed from its own side, an inherently existent tree, the tree we normally see, if that were real, if that were true, then it wouldn't need any causes and conditions. It would not need a seed. It would not need the soil. It would not need the weather to be in the correct. It would not need any of these causes and conditions. It could exist without any of these things. It would still exist. You take all those things away, and still there would be a tree. This is ridiculous. No one accepts that. Everyone knows the tree depends on its causes and conditions for its existence. And that knowledge proves that things don't exist from their own side. Okay? Now this, in turn, proves that the things we normally see do not exist. So the things we normally see and inherently existent things, they have the same meaning. Yeah? The things we normally see. Isn't it? So it's proving to us. And this in turn proves that things exist in dependence on their mere name, which is the real meaning of dependent relationship.